Blog Talk Radio.
What was the overall aspect of the event?
Well, I can truly be a witness. It was a fabulous event. I got there kind of early, so I had the opportunity, the privilege of witnessing everyone who came in. And, you know, people were getting there early. I had an opportunity to speak with several of your guests who got there. So it was just wonderful. That says something in and of itself, you know, for me to be there early and then for people to start coming in early, sitting there waiting, you know, went out on the balcony, you know, looked over the city and talked. And it was just really, it was really wonderful and relaxing, just like you intended for it to be. You know, this was a spring fling, but for us to come out after work, after you've been working all day, and to have the opportunity to network and enjoy, it was just really, it was really great. But let me just say that every event that you've given that I've been to has been great. And I'm certain that much of that is attributed to you and who you are and what you stand for, because I can say that since I purchased the Black Card, I have attended each one of your Black Card events. I've gone to all of them, and it's just wonderful. And that's why last night, like I said, I was there, and I had also the honor of, you know, greeting our guests as they came in, and I was able to speak strongly about the Black Card. I mean, I was even able to convince some of them, get it now, but they saw the benefits. That's why you really need to come out to these events, because there are people who came. They had, some of them had not been to any other events. They came, but they were willing to purchase the Black Card when they heard or they saw the benefits, or even to walk into this atmosphere, and they saw people enjoying themselves. They saw the VIP section, and, you know, they were able to live the benefits right then. And it's like if you purchased your card last night, then, you know, you were welcome right on into the VIP section. So it was really wonderful. And then when you had the opportunity, you have a little break, and you get up, you walk around, and you just look and, you know, get the tone of the atmosphere. It was just a really wonderful tone there. But like I said, that's the way it always is. And I'm sure that goes back to you, because you are, you know, you are the man behind all of this. And that says a lot. So I enjoyed myself, and everyone I spoke to was having a real blast. So that's great. And yeah.
Excellent, because I'm telling you, it was such an honor to have you right there up front. When people came in, they saw you immediately, and people really, really enjoyed that. They said, oh, my God, we can see her, we can talk, we can get the Black Card. And like I say, the advantage of it was getting the Black Card right away, because you could see the benefits better. Yeah, if you didn't have the Black Card and you went there at Policy and you bought two drinks, you paid for the Black Card, because it's going to cost you just that much to have the drinks. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, and that's another thing I want to say. That was one of the things that, you know, I was glad to be able to, you know, a lot of times people just aren't informed. They don't really recognize or realize the benefits. But again, when you explain to them, hey, tonight you can get it for, you know, $100 off. It's only $49. And you're going to reap your benefits immediately. Then people appreciated that. There were people who came back, oh, I've decided to get it. And some came in, oh, I'll take it right now. So that's really good. So when you come out, I mean, get your Black Card. That's the only thing I can say is, you know, if you're listening, you need to get it. And if you've gotten yours, you need to tell someone else about it so that they can get their Black Card, because it really does. And then there's a connection even in that. When you talk about networking, when I've gone to events, like I said, since I've had my Black Card, it feels good to be able to say, hey, I've got my Black Card. Or when you call for the Black Card holders, it's good to be a part of that group, you know. And even as a human being, it's, you know, it's good to belong. You know, it's a need that we have. So if you have your Black Card, you will belong to a very important VIP group. So I just want to encourage everyone listening to get your Black Card. If you have any questions, you can, you know, visit the website for Be There Magazine and just get it. That's all I can say. Get your Black Card.
That's you said it well. Get your Black Card. Don't leave home without your Black Card. Have it with you, because there's other events that's coming up, but also other businesses that's going to be honoring the Black Card. We're going to be posting events and businesses that take the Black Card every day starting in June. So you'll be able to see a Black Card special on the website, on the Facebook page, on Twitter. It may be just like McDonald's. If you go to McDonald's app, every day they got something for you contributing from the app. They say you can get a free fries. Same thing is going to be with the Black Card. You can go by so-and-so's restaurant and get a free soda, or you can get a free fry, or you can get something to, if you get to show your Black Card. So you may be hungry one day, and all of a sudden you can go to this certain restaurant and get some fries. You know what I'm saying? Or you may be able to get a pie, a piece of pie, whatever, you know. But the bottom line is the Black Card is going to open doors for you to get things that you normally wouldn't have got and you normally wouldn't see. So it's, you know, it's just like that. So I'm telling people, don't hesitate. The Black Card's only going to get better, only going to get better. It's only going to get what I call more important. And people who saw the vision, who got the card early, would say, wow, I'm glad I did that. I mean, you know, I'm glad I did that, because now they can benefit from something that nobody else can do, you know. And if you don't, if you wait till the last minute, you know, it's all about the man. If you saw it on the internet, Apple now is the number one brand in the United States of America. It surpassed Google. $240 billion it made last year. So you don't realize what a brand is until a brand becomes a brand. If you could realize what in 1976, if you would say, well, I'm going to buy some stock in Apple, or I'm going to invest in Apple, you know, or I'm going to look at Apple, I'm going to get Apple products. People didn't do that. So now people don't have what other people in Apple have. You know what I mean? They basically don't have it. So you did the right thing. You know, by getting the Black Card, you changed the whole flavor of how people do things, how we do things in Washington. You know what I'm saying? I believe that the Black Card is going to be the new card, the new way of life. Things are going to be better. We'll be right back with the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you, and take some more calls. This is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. I am the hardest working man in marketing. I work hard. I eat, drink, and sleep Be There Magazine. Be There Magazine never sleeps. I may nod, but I never sleep. You can call me 24/7, 347, correction, 202-445-1131. I'll call you back if you have anything to do with the magazine. You want to know about where to go, who to call, how to get there. Call 202-445-1131. Be There Magazine never sleeps. We'll be right back.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, Keith. How are you?
Great, great, Chief, great. Beautiful morning.
Chief Butler is a icon in the Washington metropolitan area. He's a restaurateur. He understands promotions and networking, and he's been involved with the magazine since I was a pup. So he understands the things that they're doing. Chief, talk about what your experience about last night and what you experienced and what you thought about the Black Card concept.
Well, the Black Card concept is a very unique metropolitan product, and it offers you quite a few discounts within the city. people last night were very enthused about it. It's something I think everybody needs to have one in their pocket. You never know where you're going to be able to use it at.
Excellent point. Excellent point. He said something that is so profound because we're gathering up new businesses every day. We're going to have a full list of the businesses where you can go and just show the car. Like I was talking to the audience prior to you coming on the air, if you're familiar with the McDonald's app, McDonald's has an app. You download it on your smartphone, and McDonald's gives you something almost every day on that app. And at some point, they give you free food. In other words, I've seen times when you want something to eat and your money may be low, your pocket may have the lint in it. There's nothing in your pocket. And you can go to McDonald's and hit the McDonald's app and get 6 McNuggets for free. Or you can get a Fluffy with a dollar hamburger. You can think you can do it. Pay a dollar hamburger and get a drink. It just works to advance. Well, the Be There Magazine app, we have an app. You go to our app, we have an app. But we're also going to have discounts on the Black Card. So you'll be able to download the app, click on the Black Card specials, and you'll be able to see places where you can just go and show your Black Card. It may be a free soda. It may be some candy, or it could be an opportunity for you to taste something. I mean, you can go to a certain restaurant, it'll say, Be There Magazine, Tasting Restaurant of the Day. And you go there and you ask for a sample of the food. And they will give you samples of, you can taste the pork chops or taste the macaroni and cheese or taste the potato salad. You can taste it, just like you go to the Giant. And if you go to the deli, you can eat at the deli. I tell people all the time, if you're homeless, why would a homeless person be begging for food? They can go to the Safeway, or they can go to food, but that's Whole Foods. They can go to Whole Foods, and you can taste all day and get your gut filled. I mean, so Be There Magazine will have a tasting day at various restaurants. Chief, what else did you observe last night as far as the people entertainment, as far as the people dancing, as far as the conversations and networking? Because it was the official networking spot where you can spotlight yourself. People were spotlighting themselves. Give us your take on the official networking spot last night.
Well, Russell, you always put together a great evening, and most of the participants are very involved. Truly, they enjoyed themselves with a lot of interaction, a lot of friends that, you know, I personally had not seen in several weeks or months. Overall, you know, everybody was engaged, and that's what you want when you have an MV.
Oh, no question. You want everybody to be engaged. Merlin, can you piggyback on that, what you said about it being the official networking spot and what we did last night?
Well, definitely. Like I said earlier, people were just interacting, and even being at the door, people were coming in. They were looking for people, and there were people who said that they hadn't seen this person in over 10 years, and I'm here looking for different people. So that, again, that said a lot. I mean, it served its purpose, and it served it well, because when you talk about networking, you know, people getting together, and that's one of the advantages of networking is being able to communicate with people that you see often, even those that you don't see often. But there were a lot of people last night who were happy to be there, and I can speak for them because I heard the conversation as they were coming in, and even as they met the people that they were coming to see, I noticed how they congregated certain ones, and, you know, they were there talking. I noticed their expressions. Although I was at a distance, I could still sense, you know, the vibes in the room, and just overall it was wonderful. You know, people networking here and there, and then they would go there. But overall it was just a wonderful atmosphere. And as I said also, it has a lot to do with you and how you put your events together and just being the person that you are, because that, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. You set the tone because of who you are. So when people come in, it's automatically a great event.
Well, we're looking forward to having some more great events, because some big events are coming up down the road here, and we want to make sure everybody has a Black Card and tell people about the Black Card. Spread the word, because the Black Card is the new card for D.C. It's a better life, better world. It's a way that you can do things differently and see things differently. Anyone who came there last night with no Black Card paid dearly. They paid at that bar
dearly. And just for a glass of wine was $15, $16. So you're talking about, don't ask for Hennessy and Coca. Don't ask for the Grey Goose that we had. We were giving away free. You won't get that. It's going to cost you a lot of money to drink. So why drink when you can drink for free? It's all about doing what they call collectively doing things together. So we're going to be buying more stuff collectively and making sure that people enjoy Black Card way of life. It's the Black Card community, the Black Card family. We did the video last night where everybody got up and talked about, we got the Black Card, and everybody was so happy. And the birthday celebration. And I want to thank Chief. Chief went and got the cake, and the cake by Sweet Bobby. Tell about Sweet Bobby, Chief. Tell about Sweet Bobby.
Sweet Bobby's cake. Okay, her cakes are very unique. They usually host celebrities on them. They're very tasty. She's a very unique individual operating out of her establishment. I recommend it. Sweet Bobby.
Sweet Bobby, I've been knowing her 40 years. She was an artist. She went to college to be an artist. And then one day she discovered she could draw on cakes. And this is when cakes were cakes. Because now cakes are cakes. Cakes are manufactured in bulk, you know, Costco, Safeway. Those aren't cakes. Sweet Bobby makes cakes. She bakes cakes. And she's an extraordinary woman. She's also a Black Card holder. If you have a Black Card, you order a cake from Sweet Bobby, you get 15 to 10% off. She also was fortunate. When I first met Sweet Bobby or Robin, she made a cake for the civil rights pioneer who basically was in there. She was the one who was on the bus. She made a cake for her. We're going to take another break.
Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks.
Yeah, she made the cake for her, and that was a milestone at Kennedy Center. I got a picture with her, and everybody was there while she made the cake. So we'll be right back with our closing statement. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Network on the Radio. She made the cake for Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks at the Kennedy Center. She made the cake for Rosa Parks, and she's still making cakes today. Don't leave home without the Black Card. Get your Black Card today. Go to www.bethermagazine.com. It's all important about what you do as far as the Black Card. Make sure that you get the Black Card. Make sure that the Black Card is in your possession, because the Black Card will make a difference. It will make a difference in what you do, who you talk to, how you see yourself. And also, Marilyn said something earlier, we bring together people who have not seen each other for years. Do you realize who was in that room? Shelton. Shelton is the godfather of hair. He was there. Barry Fletcher was there. I mean, it was truly something to behold, and it was unbelievable, totally unbelievable. But give us your closing statements, Keith, and we're going to have Marilyn get her closing statements. Go ahead. Keith.
I apologize. What did you say?
Give us your closing statements. We're about to close out. I'm letting Marilyn Bland give her
closing statements. Well, right now the Black Card enables individuals, entrepreneurs, businesses to come together and at least support one another, and that's what it's all about. It's about networking, as you said, Russell, so many times. It's about forming ideas and concepts that basically will grow. I mean, the Internet didn't start overnight. You know, it has grown, and the Black Card will grow. And truly, not only will it be locally, hopefully it will go a little national.
Excellent.
Marilyn, give us your closing statements.
Well, I second that. The Black card is a great card. It did not take much to convince me, if you recall, when you introduced me to it and shared the concept. I immediately purchased my Black card. And like I said, I keep it with me. I take it everywhere I go. So I would just say that it really is about, well, everything in life really is about helping someone else. Because when it comes to businesses, my mother always said, you pay for what you don't have or what you can't get. But what we have to realize is that nobody has everything. So for whatever service or product that you cannot produce yourself, you're going to pay for it. So why not help someone else? And then when you have someone like Russell Price, who has been so giving to the community, that's where you should make your investment. And like I said, I think that concept is getting out there, Russell. Like I said, having the privilege last night to welcome the guests and to be able to talk to them and to see them convinced or for them to come back, that's what really tickled me was, okay, well, just give me your name, and then if you decide to. And I had a couple come back and say, you know what, I want to get it right now. So, and then I said to them, well, why not support
this? They sure did. They bought it. We sold lots of cars last night. We got one more caller. We got one more caller we want to take before we walk the air.
Okay.
Call you on the air. 301-283. You on the air. Go ahead. The Sherry, who's this on the air? Call you on the air. Go ahead. Can you hear
me? Hello, Russ?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
It's Artis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Artis. Go ahead, man. We're about to go off the air, man. Give us your little statement. We'll be off the air in about 3 minutes. Give us, what's your take on last night, and what did you observe, and how did you feel about the Black card?
If I can use one word, if I just had one word to say, I would say the energy was awesome. The energy in the place was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people, the receptiveness. I saw friends that I hadn't seen in a while. I mean, it was just awesome. I mean, awesome. And I'm just saying, just imagine 2-3 years from now, places like that will not be able to hold the people we're going to have. It's not going to be able to hold. Because all it takes is a few.
It's got to be a bigger place, man. It's got to be a bigger place. And like
and
you say,
and it will be.
People that hadn't seen each other in a long time, people that hadn't seen each other in years, we brought them together, and it was unbelievable.
Yes. And we were able to network, Russ, from that union. Because, I mean, one brother I know, him and I did businesses back in the day. And we sipped each other, and, oh, man, it was just awesome. The energy. And I got to get my head off to Cars, because Cars can mix it up. DJ, because, I mean, music is universal, and it brings, and it connects. And then with the networking, I mean, there's so many different venues out there, so many different people doing so many things that we, as people of the Aborigines, we have to come together economically if we're going to survive. We have to.
Excellent.
And I'll just close with that.
Go ahead. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate you, Marilyn. Appreciate you, Keith, Artist.
Okay.
Spread the word. Let's keep it going. Let's let the momentum don't stop. Don't stop, man. Let's keep it going. Let people know what you experienced. Word of mouth is still the best way of advertising and marketing yourself. Word of mouth. If you say something, it means something. If Marilyn Bland says it, it means something. So we want to make sure that we get it done. Okay, this is the Russell Price Morning Show. We'll see you every Monday through Friday. And don't be hesitant to see the show tomorrow night, I mean tomorrow morning, our relationship show where our host, Marilyn Bland, Insight from a Woman, and myself, relationship expert specializing in red flags, BeThereMagazine.com.